Chapter 4. The next morning the winter sun came through the window and the house felt nice and warm again. Mr. White felt better and he smiled at his wife and son. The family sat down to have breakfast and they began to talk about the day. The monkey's paw was on a little table near the window, but nobody looked at it, and nobody thought about it. "I'm going to the shops this morning," Mrs. White said. "I want to get something nice for dinner. Are you going to come with me?" she asked her husband. "No, I'm going to have a quiet morning. I'm going to read," her husband answered. "Well, I'm not going to go out this evening," Herbert said. "So we can go to bed early tonight. We were very late last night." "And we aren't going to have stories about monkeys' paws," Mrs. White said. She was angry. "Why did we listen to your friend?" she asked her husband. "A monkey's paw can't give you things." She stopped, but the two men did not answer her. £30,000, she said quietly. "We needed that money." Just then Herbert looked at the clock and stood up. "I'm going to work," he said. "Perhaps the postman has got the money for you in a letter. Remember, I want some of it too." Herbert laughed, and his mother laughed too.
"Don't laugh, son," Mr. White said. "Tom Morris is an old friend, and he thinks the story is true. Perhaps it is."
"Well, leave some of the money for me," Herbert laughed again. His mother laughed too, and she went to the door with him. "Goodbye, mother," Herbert said happily. "Get something nice for dinner this evening at the shops. I'm always hungry after a day at work." "I know you are," Mrs. White answered. Herbert left the house and walked quickly down the road. His mother stood at the door for some time and watched him. The winter sun was warm, but suddenly she felt very cold.